Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
David Kirkpatrick's with us, author of The Facebook Effect. So much to write about here on Facebook. Mr. Zuckerberg went to South by Southwest a couple years ago, didn't he?
He's been there a couple times, yeah. He made a little bit of a splash
there. Is he too old news now?
Well, you know, what South by Southwest really is kind of a gigantic focus group. It's not so much who goes or what's announced, it's what people do when they're there. It's kind of like a group grope of people whose cell phones don't work and are desperate to find out the next thing. So they're all kind of doing the same things. When you see what they're all doing, then you say, oh, that's the hot new thing. Twitter was the most famous thing that has emerged from South by Southwest. But this event has become so huge. It's not like Davos. It's more like CES, as Sarah mentioned before we went on. It's kind of just a bunch of people mobbing together, trying to figure out what's going on and having a lot of business meetings.
Well, let's talk about this later with
David Kirkpatrick.
Thrilled to have him here as we party with South by Southwest.
And listening to a lot of good music as well.
Well, the music is the best thing about Austin.
All right. Well, let's get to what's been going on in Rome, because a big day there, certainly. The Catholic Church starts the process of electing a new leader. The Cardinals just finished celebrating a final mass, and come at 11:30 a.m., they will head over to the Sistine Chapel to elect the next pope. This is the process known as the conclave. Cardinal Angelo Sodano, the dean of the College of Cardinals, had led the Tuesday mass, even though he himself is too old to vote. Tom, we know that it's unlikely anyone will get the required two-thirds vote in this first ballot, so the candidates will build up blocks of votes over the next couple of rounds, and we're looking for that black smoke.
Michael McKee, you take a special interest in this. The Archbishop of Milan is clearly the front runner, but still distant from those 77 votes.
Angelo Scalaro. Well, the old saying is you go in a pope, you come out a cardinal. The favorites generally don't get selected. Four of the last five popes have been long shots. So anybody could really win. A Brazilian is listed as number two, Odilio Scherer, but there's no real favorite this time as there was with Benedict the last time.
Do you give a weighting to Cardinal Dolan of New York City or Mr. O'Malley?
Sean O'Malley is the top American cardinal according to the betting sheets. He comes in at about number seven. He speaks a lot of languages. He's apparently a good administrator, and he's dealt very forthrightly with the sex scandals in the church. Cardinal Dolan down the list. His outsized personality, and a benefit in New York, but maybe not for the cardinals in Rome.
Well, look at the challenges of the Catholic Church. 1.3 billion Catholics with a very, very troubled budget and organizational scheme. We'll look at that later in this hour of
Speaking of budgets, it is a big budget day. In fact, talks officially kick off for 2013 because House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan will introduce a proposal today. It overhauls Medicare, overhauls Medicaid, and it repeals the White House 2010 health care law, something Matt Dowd, our own political analyst, says is completely unrealistic. It's a non-starter when it comes to the Democrats. And it is a lot like the Republican platform in 2012. Paul Ryan himself out with an op-ed this morning in the Wall Street Journal, and he says the other side will warn of his plan of a relapse into recession, just as they predicted economic disaster when the budget sequester hit. But a balanced budget will help the economy. That is his defense.
I just thought it was a remarkable redux of the election. Michael McKee, you look at this budget. How will Senator Murray's differ?
Well, it's going to have a lot less cuts to entitlements than Paul Ryan's.
Actually,
he wants to change the whole system of entitlements.
Will it have any?
So it'll be a major change. It'll probably have to have some because they can't politically put forward something that leaves those untouched. The interesting thing is whether either side passes something they haven't in about 4 or 5 years.
She also keeps Obamacare intact as well.
Yes, well, that's going to be a sacred cow for the Democrats.
Not so much for Paul Ryan. All right, here's another story that it's great to have David Kirkpatrick on, because liking something on Facebook, we all do that, could reveal a lot more about yourself than you think, because researchers at the University of Cambridge were able to predict certain characteristics about users. We're talking age, personality, race, political views. The research included 58,000 users, so not a small sample pool. Studying Facebook behavior really has become a whole new field, a Facebookologist, if you will.
Where's Facebook right now, David?
Where are they?
Where are they? Where's their mood right now?
They're relentlessly optimistic. I think you've heard me say that too many times. But I mean, they hear something like what Scarlett was just talking about, and they say, yeah, you know, we are a repository of information about people that they that want to share with one another. The fact that it can be data mined is not any real big revelation, in my opinion. I mean, the fact that we can also have our identities determined as we walk down the street by cameras now everywhere we go is just another one of the many things that are happening in modern life. I mean, our privacy is gone, in my opinion.
Rich Greenfield,
and they think that too.
Rich Greenfield of BTIG has a hold, or a very weak hold, a sell even, on Facebook. I'm not sure what it is right now. And it's all about this idea of getting ads and making them work. Do you perceive that they can make ads work?
Yes. In fact, I think the last time I was on here, I did predict their stock would exceed the offering price this year. They made a huge change in their system last week with the news feed, which is, they had announced the search product.
Your score?
At the beginning of the week.
Your score? What do you think?
I think it's a huge move forward. I mean, one thing is it's a much more elegantly designed way of using Facebook. Facebook has been kind of clunky visually, and they're finally getting the sort of Jobsian beauty into the system, and I think that's one of the big changes that the newsfeed renovation affected. But really, yeah, they're looking at every part of their service. Newsfeed is going to be better for showing ads with this new service. If they can make it more fun to use, they'll have more ads.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.